It's easy to judge the Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs surprised Kaiser Chiefs.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast's Fan Reaction Show. Without PSL football grabbing everyone's attention, all eyes have been focused on the CAF Champions League semi-finals. This past weekend saw the second legs of these semi-finals take place with four teams remaining. Al Ahly came up against ES Tunis. The Tunisian outfit went into this fixture behind an aggregate and things got worse for them. Pitzer and the Egyptian Giants held nothing back, winning the second leg 3-0, finishing these matches with a 4-0 aggregate. In the other semi-final matchup, Kaiser Chiefs took on Wydad at the FNB Stadium. Chiefs went into this game with a 1-0 aggregate advantage, knowing that if they could defend this advantage, a final would be on the horizon. With only 30% of ball possession and less than 300 passes, Kaiser Chiefs produced a valiant defensive effort, drawing this match 0-0, thus progressing to their first ever CAF Champions League final. After these results, we asked our supporters, have Kaiser Chiefs proved everyone wrong? And as usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I'm your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. After an incredibly inconsistent PSL season, Chiefs have managed to show promise and consistency in the CAF Champions League by making the final for the first time in the competition's 51-year history. Some fans have said that Chiefs have been the dark horses of the race. Kaiser Chiefs have only gone and done the impossible and have even caused some worry for Coach Pitzer, who was quoted saying, "A very strong teams in terms of organization, they don't give away goals easily." Pitzer continued to say that Chiefs are a very good team, but they can be awkward at times. You cannot easily describe them. So because of this, we decided to ask our supporters, have Chiefs proved everyone wrong by making the final? And here's what you all have to say.
Kaizer Chiefs prove abantu abaningi wrong njengoba ifike ku final. But mina, I was not surprised ngokuthi ifike ku final. Yes, yona abantu abaningi ibaprove wrong.
No one was expecting Kaizer Chiefs to reach the final, especially after we know that Kaizer Chiefs didn't sign any player this season, the past two seasons.
Congratulations to the Chiefs for winning or maintaining the victory against Wydad Casablanca. I think it was proven wrong because in the Lebakaleng Ayokukev, we were not thinking we would sing a tennis last corner, namhlanje, but then basebenze kakhulu. I so wish ukuthi na final they can maintain the standard of playing. Indlela abadlala ngayo it could tell ukuthi they want this thing. So bas prove wrong vele. South Africa yonke they prove it wrong.
Kaizer Chiefs has not proven anyone wrong. The only difference here is the players. They are the ones who decide whether they're going to perform 100% or not. So because if you look at the players, these are the same kind of the players that were used by Gavin Hunt. Okay, maybe the issue of Gavin Hunt, we can discuss it on the other day. But I know that everyone knows that Kaizer Chiefs is a big team. But in the domestic leagues, they have not been performing to their best of their ability. However, for the last few games, you can see that the players are really committed and they are putting their efforts 100%. So for me, honestly, this is a big team and it's now performing to the best level that Kaizer Chiefs is known for.
Yeah, well, si provele abantu wrong. That's Kaizer Chiefs. Si provele wrong ngoba abantu bathi hayi i-team engaka ifile. I think right now we show them that we are the best team in South Africa. We are the first team to bring VAR in South Africa. Ah, kosi, siyabonga.
To be honest, no one besides him that be Kaizer Chiefs is over there in the way for you. Because of the new coach and the ban, Besiguyo, the players, Besingenaz, all of that thing, but just prove wrong. Even us as a Kaizer Chiefs supporters, yeah, just prove wrong. Besingenaz, the land and over is over there in the way for you. Even now, myself, bengayilindelanga, but ithe soba kwi-quarter final, ndatsho nathi hayi ndiprove wrong iKaizer Chiefs le. Even noba kusile kuthiwe bani kwaakubani osebaleni, ubani osebhenshini, ndabendiqoma ndinalo ithemba noba iKaizer Chiefs izoya kwi-final and izoyithatha le cup. Like into yayo ngathi mani yonke laa nto ibe yi-miracle after 6 years Kaizer Chiefs ingena cup. kwezi zalapha eSouth Africa, but yakwazi yofaka igama layo kwimap yakwi cup final alinyaka kuyo yonke le situation besikuyo. It's proven wrong song eSouth Africa.
Most definitely we have proved everyone wrong because of the criticism that they've been saying about Kaizer Chiefs. I think the boys got motivated, so now it's in their hands to do it for the team and the badge. So I believe the final is gonna be tough, but they know the support that we're gonna give them. I think it's the time for Kaizer Chiefs supporters now to enjoy what we've been longing for after a long time. I think the trophy is coming back to South Africa.
Kaizer Chiefs surprised me. Kaizer Chiefs surprised Junior Kanye. Kaizer Chiefs surprised Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs surprised their supporters. Kaizer Chiefs surprised Kaizer himself. Kaizer Chiefs surprised even Cyril Ramaphosa. He is saying nothing about Kaizer Chiefs because he is still surprised wherever he is. Hey, Kaizer Chiefs, I don't know. I'm so happy about Kaizer Chiefs. I'm so happy.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.